Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, August 30th. South Bruce OPP say one person has died after being involved in a collision on Bruce County Road 3 in Elderslie Township in June. Police say on June 15th, just before 11 p.m., they responded to a report of a collision involving two vehicles and livestock on the road at the time of the incident. South Bruce OPP, Saugeen Shores Police, and Bruce County paramedics attended the scene. Police say one of the drivers was airlifted to a London area hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver, 37-year-old Sheldon McKee of Saugeen Shores, was pronounced deceased on August 22nd. South Bruce OPP say they continue to investigate the collision. Tomorrow is International Overdose Awareness Day. There are a number of events planned in Grey Bruce on August 31st to mark the day and reflect on the phrase, a time to remember, a time to act. On Wednesday, a community barbecue is scheduled at Safe and Sound in Owen Sound from 12 until 3. Then from 3 until 5, the Mawikwadong Indigenous Friendship Center is hosting a barbecue and memorial sacred fire. There are a few candlelight vigils in the evening tomorrow night, all at 6:30. There is one at the Farmers Market parking lot in Owen Sound, one at Hope Community Church in Hanover, and one at Coulter Parkette in Port Elgin. Meanwhile, today there is a barbecue and a day to remember being held at Neyashinigming. That gathering goes until about sunset. A 34-year-old man was arrested and charged after allegedly stealing from a business in Hanover early this morning. The town's police chief, Christopher Knoll, says in a social media post, officers on patrol in the industrial park located a male suspect they say was wearing a disguise and in the process of stealing property from a local business around 3 a.m. Knoll says a suspect fled on foot and evaded arrest. He says the items were recovered a short distance away. No information was provided about what type of property was taken. Police say a 34-year-old male of no fixed address was arrested and charged with theft, wearing a disguise with intent, and breach of probation. Construction work will close Moores Hill in Owen Sound for most of the day Wednesday. City officials say crews will be undertaking asphalt and guide rail repairs. As a result, Moores Hill will be closed between 2nd Avenue and 4th Avenue West from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow. There may be a cabinet shuffle in the federal Liberal government tomorrow. CBC and Global News are saying this afternoon that at least one cabinet minister is stepping down due to personal reasons. The last president of the Soviet Union, Mikhail Gorbachev, has died at the age of 91. He was credited with ending the Cold War without bloodshed, but he was also criticized by some for not stopping the breakup of the Soviet Union. Russian state news agencies say Gorbachev was suffering from a long illness. In sports, on the Owen Sound Salmon Spectacular Bumstead Insurance Financial and Employee Benefits Leaderboard, John Ernest continues to lead the salmon division with a 25.49-pound fish. Murray Garnis of Georgian Bluffs has taken the lead in the rainbow trout category with a 12.28-pound trout. Julie Ellis from Dundalk leads lake trout at 24.44 pounds. Leading the brown trout category is John Fowles of Moorfield at 16.32 pounds. The Derby runs until Sunday. In women's world hockey at Denmark, Canada lost 5-2 to the U.S. this afternoon. In Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays host the Chicago Cubs. The Blue Jays snapped a three-game losing streak with a 5-4 win in 11 innings last night. In U.S. Open tennis, in the men's division, Denis Shapovalov of Richmond Hill is in action today. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.